This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why low engagement is a communication failure. What happened? Gallup's latest research confirms what most working people already sense: employee engagement has stalled at troubling lows. Workers are showing up physically, but checking out mentally. And the numbers back it up. Gallup points the finger squarely at leadership, arguing that managers and executives are failing to connect with their teams in ways that matter. The communication angle. Let's put two leaders in the same room with the same disengaged team. Leader A holds a town hall. He stands at the front, runs through slides about company vision, takes three pre-screened questions, and calls it a conversation. Leader B pulls her team leads into a room, asks one question: what's making your job harder than it needs to be? And then does something radical. She stops talking. Leader A just performed communication. Leader B actually did it. This is the gap Gallup is measuring, even if they don't say it that plainly. Engagement doesn't collapse because workers lack information. It collapses because workers stop believing anyone is listening. The moment communication becomes a broadcast, you've lost your team. Town halls, all hands emails, leadership videos, these are announcements dressed up as dialogue. People can feel the difference instantly. The specific failure here is directional. Most organizational communication flows one way down. Leaders talk, employees receive. But trust, which is the actual engine of engagement, is built through reciprocal exchange. You share something real. I share something real. We both adjust based on what we heard. That cycle, repeated consistently, is what makes someone feel like they belong to something worth caring about. Skip it long enough, and you get exactly what Gallup is describing: a workforce that's present, but gone. The fix is not a new engagement survey or a team-building retreat. It's simpler and harder than that. Leaders need to ask fewer questions in group settings and more questions one-on-one. They need to repeat back what they heard before offering a single solution. They need to make the commitment public. You told me X was broken. Here is what I am doing about it by this date. That last step is the one almost nobody does, and it's the one that actually moves the needle. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on active listening gives you a concrete framework for turning one-way announcements into real exchanges. Most leaders think they're listening when they're actually just waiting for their turn to present. The chapter shows you the specific verbal moves that signal to another person that you genuinely heard them, and why those moves change the entire dynamic of a conversation before you've offered a single solution. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write down one specific problem your people have mentioned in the last 30 days. Open the meeting by naming it out loud, describing exactly what you heard, and telling the team what you did or will do about it. That single act, naming the problem and owning the response, does more for engagement than any company-wide initiative you will launch this year. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.